All of the five options considered by an engineering firm working for the city include installation of a pigging device in the pipeline. It's the same kind of device used to clean oil pipelines, and it's needed to scrub a troublesome growth from Petersburg's water line. City Public Works Director Carl Hagerman told the council the growth was indeed coming from bacteria that occurs naturally in the muskeg on the bottom of the reservoir itself.
Newfields, the lab that we contracted with, is familiar with these types of bacteria, and they know that this type of growth is resistant to chemical means of treatment. We were hopeful that we were going to be able to treat this growth with a chemical of some kind, chlorine or copper sulfate or something, to kill it and remove it from the pipe. They say that this type of growth, the chemicals have a hard time penetrating the bacteria and actually killing it and sloughing it off. So the mechanical methods of removal are the only way to do it.
Cleaning the inside of the line and removing that growth should improve the amount of water that makes it through the 7.5 miles of pipe. There's also the problem of fixing part of the line that collapsed due to an airlock or negative pressure at the line's highest point. Hagerman said the city excavated around the pipeline in 9 locations and found the collapsed section to be around 1,000 feet long and only in one portion, about 450 feet from the dam. The other issue is what to do about the amount of water that enters at the start of the line near the dam. Engineers have identified a smaller 14-inch diameter portion of the line that comes out of the dam itself as one of the problems with its design. Hagerman recommended a fix that would replace most, but not all, of the 14-inch pipe. He said that first option was simpler to construct and less costly.
It is one of the lower-cost options, and it does restore original flow to the pipeline. The cons: the 14-inch pipe through the dam will still stay there, which P&D is saying that's not a problem as long as we replace that up with 24-inch pipe up to the toe of the dam. But definitely another con is more flow could be attained with other options.
Hagerman was not alone in recommending that fix, which is expected to cost around $770,000. He was joined by the city's utility advisory board, as well as the firm that designed the pipeline, Paradovich, Nottingham, and Drage, and a second independent engineer that reviewed the line's design this summer. City Councilor Mark Jensen said those recommendations convinced him.
At some point, you have to believe someone that has the proper credentials. I know there have been mistakes made. Hopefully, with this option one, which is less intrusive to the dam, and well, like Bob's, that option three is as well, but just jeopardizing the drainability of the dam, I guess you would call it, might be a concern, as it is stated by some engineers in our packet.
However, other council members liked another option, an idea that surfaced this summer of putting new intake lines into one of the emergency culverts used to drain down the reservoir. It's one of the other options considered, and it would get rid of all of the smaller diameter line. Councillor Melinda Hofstede said the two engineering firms and the city have all talked about getting rid of that smaller pipe.
A big part of the problem was having a 14-inch line going into a 20-inch pipe. And if you think about it, have you ever heard of a dam that has a little outflow going into a bigger pipe? I mean, it restricts our flow. You know, one of the points of this increased water system, and also the money we're putting into phase three in the treatment plant to treat more water, is to have additional water for another cannery or for future industry and growth.
Using one of the emergency drains on the dam would reduce how fast the city could drain the water body in case there was a structural problem with the dam. However, supporters of the idea suggested a release valve on the new section of line that could be used to drain the reservoir. Using the emergency drain for a new intake, the third option out of the five, is expected to cost a little more, around $810,000, possibly more with an additional drain valve. Councillor Lee Corio said they'd have to consider the extra cost against the need of getting rid of a design flaw.
It seems to come down to a sense of security, a perception of security, that if we go to option three, we have addressed that whole 14-inch pipe issue once and for all. And if we stay with option one, there's that niggling little thing there that says, what if this doesn't work and we're back here again?
Correo and Hofstad were joined by Bob Nilsson in voting for option 3, putting that new intake in the emergency drain pipe and getting rid of all of the 14-inch line. Councillor Sarah Stoner was not at the meeting, and the 3 votes were not enough to pass that fix idea. The 3 who voted no on option 3, Al Dwyer, Ed Sarf, and Mark Jensen, supported option 1, but that too failed on a split 3-3 vote. During the discussion, City Manager Rich Underkoffler said there was some urgency in deciding the issue.
We've been sitting on this since August. I think if you delay it, you know, the more we delay this, we might miss next season in terms of water demand. And so, again, we're a concept. We can bring it back to you with better estimates after you get 100% plans done.
The council did decide to reconsider the pipeline fix at its next meeting. The city has a little over $500,000 in state money for the repair work and will approach the state for more funding in 2009. The council last night also put the project forth on a newly reworked list of capital grant requests that will go to the legislature in the upcoming session. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.